You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Samantha Wright, filling in for Jim Agudat. Yesterday, gas in Idaho was $4.90 a gallon on average, and $5 is rapidly approaching. The cost of gas in the Gem State went up 18 cents over the last week, 43 cents over the last month, and stands at $1.62 more than 1 year ago. Matthew Conde is the Public and Government Affairs Director of AAA Idaho, and he's here to break it down for us. Welcome to the show, Matthew. Okay, so right now, because I was talking about yesterday, so right now this morning, this afternoon, what's the average price for gas in Idaho?
Well, right now we're at $4.97 a gallon for the state average. 17 counties are already over the $5 mark. So we are well on our way, unfortunately, to hitting that $5 mark. Probably by tomorrow on the state average. It's just continued astronomical price increases for a lot of reasons that we'll probably get into, but it is getting rough out there.
Oh, my gosh. So what's the most expensive gas right now? I mean, you mentioned several places in Idaho are already over $5 a gallon. Which part of the state is most expensive?
Yeah, if you're making your way up into Camas County, you can expect right around $5.36 a gallon already.
Oh, my gosh.
Unfortunately, in some of those more rural parts of the state, you have that last mile delivery of tanker trucks. And so when it does come in off the pipeline and go to a depot, it does have to be delivered by truck to some of these outlying areas. And that's the unfortunate consequence of it.
Well, that explains why it's often higher in spots like that. So other states are already feeling this pain. They're already above $5 a gallon. What's the highest price in the nation right now? What state has the highest price?
Well, unfortunately, California is leading the way on that. They're right around $6.30 a gallon, and that's just for regular we're talking about. So it's obviously going to be much higher as you start talking about vehicles that may require premium fuel. We did some research with our public to try to understand this issue, and we learned that 56% of Americans would make changes when gas prices hit the $4 mark, and that number would increase to 75% at the $5 mark. Ugh. Unfortunately, this all happened so early in the travel season that really no one's ready for it.
Well, yeah.
So ultimately, that change that we would have anticipated, if this was happening midsummer or end of summer, we might be in a situation where people are already making those changes, but being the case that so many plans are still out there ahead, nobody's ready to pull the trigger just yet.
Well, yeah, and if you've already got your plans in place, you don't want to give up now, and that doesn't help because that just means more demand. We're speaking with Matthew Conde, the Public and Government Affairs Director of AAA Idaho, about reaching an average of $5 a gallon for gas in the Gem State. And so let's talk about some of the reasons why the price of gas is so high. Talk about the crude oil market.
Well, we're in a situation right now where crude oil is trading near $118 a barrel. That's nearly $50 more than a year ago. For context, 50% of the price of finished gasoline is determined by what happens in the crude oil market. So as those prices go up, well, then you're going to see the effect all the way down at the pump. Unfortunately, the uncertainty caused by the Russian invasion of Ukraine, continued underproduction by OPEC, and of course a lot of other things that relate to tight supplies and increasing demand are all putting the pressure that we're seeing out there today.
Wow. Yeah, that's right. The tight fuel supplies, I know you talked a little bit about them in your latest press release. It's a tough market.
It is. Crude oil supplies domestically are down 14% from a year ago. Gasoline stocks are falling because, of course, demand is rising. Another wrinkle that comes into play this time of year, we're completing the switch to summer blend fuel. That costs more to produce because there are additives in it that prevent evaporation at high heat. And so you can expect usually another 7 to 10% bump per gallon just on making that switch. Now, thankfully, we haven't had any refinery issues lately that are impacting things. But another thing to be watching is that we are now starting hurricane season.
Oh, goody.
So if a hurricane makes landfall during at a major refinery, we could see some ripple effects all the way up here in Idaho, regardless of being that far away from hurricanes.
Absolutely. And, you know, summer blends, those that raises the price of gas every year during the summer. But with the prices already astronomically high, that's just going to be worse.
Yeah, it's salt in the wound right now. Another part of our research found that of the people who have already made their summer travel plans, 50% will not change them no matter what prices are doing. That just indicates that there is definitely a stubborn streak out there as far as people making and acting on those travel plans.
So if your predictions are correct with travel over the summer, does that mean we're going to see a big change in how folks use and save gas once summer is over?
I think it certainly could. In a typical year, what we usually see is a peak sometime right around Independence Day. Things tend to plateau, and then they level off usually fairly dramatically right after Labor Day. In this situation, with prices and global issues being as uncertain as they are, it's tough to take the old blueprint and apply it to this year necessarily. But obviously, as people keep traveling, we just looked at Memorial Day. We saw an 8% jump in travel. That's when prices were still going up. So we haven't quite got the final numbers yet for Independence Day projections, but we're anticipating inching closer and closer to pre-pandemic levels for travel, even with these prices doing what they're doing. I think it just speaks to the fact we talk about revenge travel, people trying to get even with the pandemic and see friends and family members that they haven't been able to see. And so when you have those circumstances, it just leads to a resilience that the market wouldn't maybe normally have, but for the fact that we've gone through these difficult times these last few years.
Okay, I have learned a new phrase, revenge travel. I like it. Does AAA have a prediction for how high gas prices might go?
Well, I think we're certainly looking at the potential here in Idaho to hit the 520 or 530 mark before it's all said and done. Of course, a lot can happen between now and then. And eventually there's going to be an equilibrium point where people just say too much and call it quits. But I don't think that's going to happen until mid or late summer when people have had a chance to make good on some of those travel plans.
Okay, so if folks are going to keep traveling over the summer, what can drivers do to try and ease the pain at the pump?
Well, a lot of the things that you can do in your day-to-day life. Making sure you get those fuel rewards points maxed out. I talked to one person, really a clever idea. For the restaurants and places that they're going anyway, buying up a lot of gift certificates at grocery stores was a way to max out her fuel rewards points. And so if she was already going to go to those restaurants anyway, buying gift certificates ahead of time was one way to increase her spending at the grocery store and max out that per gallon savings at the pump.
Nice.
But as far as your day-to-day is concerned, the best advice is always the same. Take anything heavy off the rack, out of the trunk that you don't need. Avoid that stop-and-go traffic as much as possible. Certainly bundle your trips when you can, and try to avoid those peak driving times when you know that things are just super busy out there.
What about using apps or websites to try and find the cheapest gas in your area? Are those a good idea?
Absolutely. Including with the AAA mobile app, you can look for the cheapest places, not just for gas, but also find the charging stations if you're already one of those folks that has an electric vehicle.
Gotcha. Okay, we've been speaking with Matthew Conde, the Public and Government Affairs Director of AAA Idaho, about reaching an average of $5 for a gallon of gas in the Gem State, which sounds like probably tomorrow. Thanks. Thanks for the less than good news, Matthew.
Yeah, sorry to be the bearer of it. Hopefully we can buckle through and hopefully it'll come to an end at some point soon.
All right. Thank you so much. Up next, learning new lessons from the past when it comes to saving animals on the brink of extinction. I'm Samantha Wright, filling in for Jim Agudat, and you're listening to Idaho Matters.